summarize this week.
Awesome. Just flying across and driving across this great state, which I have done before when I was elected to the Railroad Commission, and have continued to do in the last several years, as already being a statewide elected official. But now my message is different. It's broader than just energy security. It's economic security for our state and for our country, and of course freedom and our protection of our liberties from overreaching federal government. It was never meant to be this way. And I'm one of those who is going to be a new breed of conservative to take it to Washington and show them how we do it here in Texas.
How long have you been waiting for this opportunity?
Well, I got ready when I thought that Senator Hutchinson might be leaving. I wanted to be ready, prepared, and I'll always be ready for whatever comes before me when I am in Washington. And so my term is up on the Railroad Commission. It wraps up the same time as Senator Hutchinson. So I'm not running from the safety of an unexpired term or trying to be coy with the Texas voter. I want them to know what I'm doing and be part of it. And so I just kind of tell it like it is and say, this is what I want to do, guys. And I want you to help me get there. And we're all going to go together and hand in hand and speak truth to power.
The importance or priority to be the first one out there hitting the ground running officially?
Well, I have always been prepared. And I'm a racehorse at the gate, and I'm chomping at the bit. And I'm in the gate, and I want the people of Texas, because the state is so big, of course, to have plenty of opportunity to get to know me really well, to get to know my family, to get to know my upbringing, to get to know my parents, for heaven's sakes, my husband and my children. And I've been a part of the Texas history, really, for six generations. I'm a sixth-generation Texan. My children are seventh. My grandchildren will be eighth. And my husband is not moving to Washington, D.C. We're not buying real estate up there. I like to hunt and fish and shoot and ride. And when I'm finished, I want to be still spry enough to come home back and do some of those kinds of things that I've loved from the time I was a little girl.
Do you have any idea how many terms you want to serve?
Well, let's think. Let's just do a little math here. I'm 54 this year. Thank you. I know you didn't know that, but I'm kidding. I'm 54. When this election takes place, I'll be 55. Before filing date. Mm-hmm. When the election takes place, I'll be 56. And terms are 6 years. So, 12, 56 plus 12. Well, you know, we're talking 68. And I know that I'll be riding horses on the range in my 70s. So I'll let the people of Texas decide when they want me to come home.
One more thing. I want to see if I have a couple of observations correct. One is that you love public service and you want to take it to this level, and two, you never slow down.
Well, I don't ever slow down. It's true. But I've got a very patient family, and they have been willing for the last several years since I entered politics to give me a pass on a home-cooked meal. I do love to cook, and I like to play sports when I have the time, but you know, I've devoted my life to the people of Texas, and they've become my family now. And I won't leave home without them, that's for sure.
What's the fuel that keeps you going in doing politics?
The passion and the belief that I can really make a difference. And ever since I first got elected to the legislature, whether small ways or large, trying to leave it better than I found it was my goal. Sometimes with politicians, what we hope for is just, if I vote for someone, you know, just please don't do no harm. At the very least, I would like for people to leave a legacy that people think when Elizabeth was there, she took great care of us. And not only did she do no harm, she made such positive strides. And that's what I've always tried to do. My 4 years in the Texas House, I was raised up in a very conservative, being part of a conservative movement in Texas. Then we did some great things, tort reform. I was on the front lines of changing our tort legislation, medical malpractice, and cutting the budget. I mean, it was exciting to be able to really do some things that you could put your arm around and you could measure that were conservative and limited government. So I know I can do it again.
But it's the biggest challenge ever, going to D.C. and trying to do those things.
Yes, it is. It's a huge challenge. And I'm up for it.
And you think you can do it?
Yes, I do. I haven't met a challenge yet I couldn't beat and conquer. So if I can't, nobody can, but I know I can.